with regard to the issue of the Special Rapporteur and the COI on the situation of human rights in the DPRK, the issue of abduction and others for you to have a correct ending. First, the issue of the Special Rapporteur and the COI. The mandate of the Special Rapporteur was created by a politically motivated, confrontational anti-DPRK human rights resolution which was aimed at eliminating the DPRK socialist system on the pretext of human rights. The Special Rapporteur serves as a tool to implement this resolution. This is the reason why the DPRK has always been categorically rejecting the resolution and its product, the Special Rapporteur. For the same reason, we oppose and reject the politically motivated confrontational COI as well as its report, which is full of deception and distortions. Second, the alleged issue of abduction. The abduction issue was resolved conclusively and completely by our sincere efforts long time ago. There is nothing more to discuss or explain. If there is any unsolved abduction issue, it is for Japan to make inquiries about the fate and the whereabouts of millions of Koreans abducted or disappeared forcefully by Japan during its military occupation of Korea. There is not and has never been such issues like abduction of foreign nationals other than the Japanese. Finally, I'd like to mention about what we think is the prerequisite to guaranteeing human rights. It is a very worrisome development that recently human rights has become a political tool serving the small group of Western countries and are abused for interfering and pressurizing other countries. The international community must be vigilant about the abuses of the human rights political purposes by those countries and take note of such negative practices. There are many countries and nations in the world, and each of them has different history, custom, and economy with different levels of social and cultural development. Such being the situation, there can never be a single criterion, a universal standard that can be applied to all. Genuine human rights standard is not set by the West, and the best standard is the one that prioritizes the interests, desire, and wishes of the people. In the DPRK, where the people first politics are in the overall state activities and social life, people's rights and interests are made a top priority to help them enjoy genuine rights so as to truly meet their ideal wishes. The prerequisite to guaranteeing genuine human rights is to put an end to the high-handed and arbitrary practices and double-dealing acts of some Western countries keen on applying pressure, military threats against independent countries in order to maintain their hegemony. I thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Mr. Gang. Now, Mrs. Han Chae-sun, Director of the Ministry of Public.
Good afternoon. Before making a speech, I'd like to express my appreciation for encouraging remarks made by distinguished representatives of the efforts made by